And the only sound I hear at night is the sound of my purring air conditioner. The air is pure and dehumidified.
Learn to live with it here in Arizona. The good old air conditioner. We do have a caller I want to take. Tom is on hold. Tom, I'm just going to beg your patience 1 minute. I want to take Jeff and all the listeners right now into an air conditioning 101 elementary class. People feel the air conditioner brings cold air in. Why don't you tell them what air conditioning really does?
So hot always goes to cold, no matter where you're at, what's going on. That's just the physics of it. And I'm not a scientist, but I used to think the same thing. I thought back in the day, what if we just all turn on our AC, open our doors, and it would just bring that whole heat island effect down? But it doesn't work that way. We're just moving heat from a place that where you don't want it to where it's a place you do want it, or it's not objectionable, is kind of how it was explained to me. So why heat pumps work really well out here is we can pull heat from outside inside the house. It's done through the refrigeration, the refrigerant that's in the system. But hot always goes to cold. In an air conditioning unit's two primary functions are to remove heat and remove excess moisture from the air.
In your house.
In your house, correct.
So
during the cooling season.
We're really sucking heat out as opposed to pushing cold in.
Correct.
Thereby, the importance of your return air.
Exactly. It can only.
Which we've been undersizing for 40 years.
Yep. And that's one of the components of your duct system that you cannot over. We talked about oversizing air conditioners. You cannot oversize your return. So having more returns than you think you need is not a bad thing. You can oversize the supply side, but on the return side, yeah, you can have as many returns as you need.
Let it breathe, baby.
Yep.
Let it breathe.
Absolutely.
Let's see if we can go to the phones now. Welcome Tom into the conversation. He has a particular question about indoor air quality. Let's see how we can help Tom. Good morning, Tom.
Good morning. Beautiful day.
Good
yes,
morning.
It is. Yes, it is.
I'm interested in getting some information on air scrubbers, the good, the bad, and the whatever else.
Very good. Okay.
So
they've kind of become popular the last 12 months.
Absolutely. Especially, indoor air quality has always been an important, I think, thing for most homeowners, but it's become very much front and center now since COVID. And air scrubber, I'm not super familiar with the product. We sell through our supply centers a similar product called Remy Halo. But basically, it's a component that goes into the supply side of your air conditioner and purifies the air with, it kind of does like almost like using hydrogen peroxide to try to purify the air and kill any type of bacteria and viruses and stuff like that. I don't know what it's rated for. I know the Remy's rated to kill COVID and the flu. Now, all that does is it knocks those particles out of the air, and usually it'll fall down on your counter or on the, and you can vacuum it up. Trane sells a product called a Clean Effects Air Cleaner, and it actually captures all of that stuff. So beyond just killing it, it's actually capturing those particulates out of the airstream, so you're not breathing as much of that in. So indoor air quality is real popular, especially today. We do a lot of the Remy's on the schools. They're installing quite a few of those now just to help keep the kids from passing along all the germs that they love to.
It's a level of technology that's been available for a little while, but boy, it really took off in the last 15 months.
Yep. We couldn't keep them in stock for a while, but now we're in good shape, so.
I want to go to super cooling.
Could you put one of those in an evap cooler ductwork system?
No. Yeah, no, you cannot put that in. It would probably kill that. Evap coolers, as they bring in, if you ever look at the pads or the base pan on an evap cooler, you just see all that crust and crud. That's coming into your home. You're bringing in moisture, which, contributes to organic growth of various things that we probably don't want growing into our house. I know my father, you talked about putting him on garages. It would rust out his tools. So we,
Yes, it does.
Yeah.
It does.
I mean, it's just not a good thing, really any longer. It used to be the only technology we had back in the 40s and 50s, and it kind of stuck around for a while.
When Arizona had a 500,000 people.
Exactly. And Northern was actually the Northern street.
Yeah, right.
All right. That was my last evap cooler comment. I promise.
Sorry.
all will be handled off air going forward.
Well, before we jump into super cooling, I wanted to share real quick. James from Phoenix just wrote in.
My daughter, Miss Carol. Yes, ma'am.
Good morning. And he wrote in and he sent two pictures. One is his two train units, one a 3.5 ton and one a 4 ton. And the other picture is his electricity bill. And he said that, Rosie, you've been out to his house and you've taught him super cooling, which already helped his bill. And then he got these new units and he cannot believe the money he's saving. So go ahead and tell the folks how they can do the same.
Increased comfort level, reduced energy bill. And people fight me on this all the time. Mm-hmm. You're actually going to turn your thermostat down and you're going to save money if you time it correctly. Now, Jeff, you're here representing Trane.
Mm-hmm.
I've asked every engineer and every factory rep for every major brand of equipment that's installed in Arizona, is super cooling hard on the equipment? Because there are contractors out there telling homeowners, don't do this. It's hard on your equipment.
No, it is.
What's your story?
It is not hard on the equipment. I would suggest, you know, from a comfort level, if you can make, you know, if that is acceptable to you to super cool your house during your off-peak hours, that's where you're going to, you know, if you're not on an on-peak, off-peak, it probably doesn't make as much sense. But if you are using like a time of use, I know with SRP that I'm on, super cooling your house is great for saving energy, and it's not hard on the equipment because we talked about it's like your car starting and stopping. If we can start the system and let it run, even if it runs for 4 or 5 hours straight, it's happy. It's just purring along like you're driving 45 miles an hour down the road in cruise control.
At 2,000 RPM.
At 2,000 RPM because it's running at, you know, it's
almost like running downhill.
Right.
Coasting.
Exactly.
So. Carol, what was that man's name that just sent that?
James in Phoenix. James.
I think I know that house. Mm-hmm. And he's basically buying electricity at well under, his average bills are well under 13 cents a kilowatt. And when you can do that with the right equipment and be comfortable,
mm-hmm.
and like you say, I will concede this. With the new higher efficiency units, it is less effective as it used to be with single and two-speed equipment.
Yeah, if you have a multi-speed system like our variable speed inverter driven True Comfort system, it's less effective. It still could be effective, but it's less effective with that. But if you have an older style, which, you know, the majority of homes out there have single speed systems, it can be very effective at not only prolonging the life of the system because you are getting a nice long run time and then it has a good off cycle, and then you're also saving money on your electric.
1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE for you. Judy in Ahwatukee, welcome to the program.
Hello, how are you?
Good morning.
Good, thank you.
Good morning. I recently purchased a home, and the air conditioning unit is from 1995, the whole HVAC system. It's original to the home. I wanted to find out, I'm looking at getting, and is this possible to do, replacing the air handler portion with the newer unit, because the existing unit they don't make it anymore. And could that be compatible with the outdoor unit so that I don't have to pay up front on like a $9,000 bill for an entire HVAC system? So is it possible to have a new air handler unit be compatible with the original outdoor unit until that's purchased down the road a little further?
Could it work? Yes. But you said the key word there. It's a system. So the indoor unit and the outdoor units are designed to work together. It'd be like putting a Ford engine into a Honda car. They're just not trying to mate it up to the, you know, somebody could probably make it work, but it's not going to last as long and you're not going to get the efficiency out of it. Your best bet is really to replace the complete system. There's lots of options out there. You know, if it's a budget, you know, aspect, Trane, TCS, our comfort specialist dealers like Rias, offer financing through Wells Fargo with some really great programs to make it affordable so you can get that good system, better air quality, and it's going to pay for itself in the long run.
Judy, let me ask you a few more questions. How many people live in your house?
It'll be one.
Okay. And how many square feet is that home?
Over 1,700.
Okay. And does it have a swimming pool?
And I have pets. And it has a swimming pool, yes.
Okay. And is it all electric or dual energy?
Oh, a Tukey, so it's got to be APS straight ahead.
She said air handler, so I'm assuming it's heating, heat pump.
Yes, yeah.
Okay.
Yep. That's
and correct. How long have you been in the home?
I'm going to be moving into the home in about another couple of weeks.
Oh, okay.
I apologize. It's a new purchase.
I missed that.
So we don't have any use history, which is what you were looking for.
Right. I was trying to establish.
Right, exactly.
I was trying to establish. And what temperature do you like to keep your home in the summer?
Yeah, if the air conditioning is working well and it's a good unit, I like it around 78.
Okay.
I'm fine with like 78.
Okay. One person with a swimming pool, a couple pets, 78 degrees through the summer, you're probably going to see bills in the range of about $225, $250.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
With that 95 vintage air conditioner, maybe a little bit higher. And it depends, again, if you're staggering your purchase or not.
Yeah.
Would in financing this purchase, would it make sense to build the new unit into your 30-year mortgage?
I don't know. I haven't thought about that.
Okay. All right. Well, it would certainly be one option. I would encourage you to get a hold of Rosie Certified Air Conditioning Contractor. Rias would certainly be the one you ought to start with. And have them go do an analysis of the house and talk to your mortgage company. If you need a mortgage company, get a hold of Roth Certified Galaxy Lending. And rather than piecemeal the repair, I think you're going to be a lot happier replacing the whole thing and then maybe spread it out over the life of your mortgage. We're probably going to be doing that at about 3.5 or 3.7 per interest rate, which makes it hugely affordable, especially for the comfort level you're going to have. And you'll probably be saving that much with the new higher efficiency units. It won't be a net cash out. It'll probably be very close to a cash neutral position. And if you'd like me to work closely on showing you that, I'd be happy to do it next week. We could visit and show you the whole thing, because I was amazed at what we saved just with the new units and how much more efficient they were.
Yeah, that outdoor unit, the average life of his air conditioning system is 12 to 15 years, so you're well on borrowed time. And then even if you do replace the air handler and that outdoor unit goes out in another year and it's too expensive to fix, it's got the old refrigerant that, which is not a reason to replace it, but at that age, and, if you need to replace part of it, do the whole system, because maybe the new outdoor unit might not work with the air handler that you put in and you end up having to replace it again anyway. So just from a peace of mind standpoint, I would replace the entire system.
Judy, I'd be happy to do a free analysis for you on this home. The seller would have to be willing to share their summer energy bills, but I will do that analysis for you if you'd like. We'll reach out to you next week. I got nothing to gain for it other than helping you, and that's what we do.